Flipping Ninja Bootcamp, Craigslist Overview. So this section is going to talk about Craigslist, what it is, what it can do for you, you know, how you can make money from it. So Craigslist is basically a classifieds site that lets you do so much. There's so much that, Craigslist offers. You can buy things on Craigslist. You can sell them. You can look for jobs. You can, basically the point is, it's a place where it's a high traffic website. So think about this. Craigslist is the 10th most popular website in the United States and receives 20 billion page views a month and over 80 million new classified ads a month. So basically that means that translates to it's a freaking goldmine of deals, traffic, and millions of people who've discovered the beauty of the site. You know, free and instant advertising. It's not like eBay, where when you sell something, they take a small fee or a percentage, or you have to pay for shipping. On Craigslist, it's completely free. It's completely instant. You can put together a killer ad with photos in less than a minute, all for free. Now, just about everyone has used Craigslist at some point to either buy or sell something. And basically, you know, especially in this digital age, people have started to realize more that classified ads in newspapers have pretty much, not completely disappeared, but they're slowly becoming obsolete because Craigslist is just so much faster. You don't have to pay for it and you're reaching so many different people. Okay. So with that being said, going back to the numbers, Craigslist is a site that gets more than 50 billion page views per month and is used by more than 60 million people every month in the U.S. alone. And here's the thing, with all that traffic, with all those people, what does that mean? That means whenever you want to make money, you want to go to where the people are. So you want to find where people are, and the people are on Craigslist. Second thing, so the first thing is it's a traffic gold mine. There's tons of people, you know, tons of eyeballs you can get in front of to sell your items or flip them or even buy. I mean, you can find so much things. So second thing is it's awesome because it doesn't charge you anything to post something up for sale, nor does it charge like a fee or a commission. I mean, you know, you don't have to set up some kind of huge online, you know, market or store. You don't have to create a website, just create an account and you get started in a couple minutes. I mean, literally, you know, you post an ad and, you know, someone can call you within minutes and you can make money within like the next hour. And I remember when the house that I bought, it actually came with this random art piece that was on the wall. It was just, the owners just left it there. It was a random art piece. And, I wasn't really a fan of it. So I'm just like, yeah, I mean, it sat there for a while and then I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to get rid of this. Let's see what I can do. So I took 5 minutes and I took some pictures of it. I posted it up for sale on my phone and it sold for $25 18 minutes later. So literally here I am. There's this random art piece. Spend 5 minutes. I take pictures, post an ad. I'm like, literally 18 minutes later, it sold for $25. I mean, it was pretty sweet, you know? Third is no shipping. So since Craigslist is mainly used locally amongst people, you don't have to deal with the hassle of shipping and waiting for a payment, etc. You get paid and you get paid cash on the spot. Now, I don't know about you. I use eBay to buy and sell things. You know, I ship things, but truthfully, I freaking hate shipping things. Like I hate having to find a box for it, find the packaging, you know, wrap it all up, drive to the post office, wait in line, and ship it. Or even if I print the shipping label from home, I mean, I still have to drop it off somewhere. And it's just a hassle for me. I do it, but I don't like doing it. So Craigslist is cool because you don't have to deal with all that. Just create an ad and you get paid cash on the spot. Now, The fourth advantage of Craigslist is that because it's such a high traffic website, because there's millions of people using it constantly, that means that things are being posted 24/7. It's a 24-hour business or website around the clock. So that means you'll never run out of money. It doesn't stop. You know, you'll never run out of inventory, so to speak, when you're on Craigslist. I mean, it's crazy. Even when you're sleeping, there are people buying and selling. There's people posting things up. You wake up and it's still going. So basically, there's this crazy amount of inventory where things are constantly being posted up. And even better, if you follow this blueprint and you expand your pipeline and your niche, you get into different niches and categories, that means that you have so much more opportunity to monetize different items. So you're not limited to just like, oh, I'm familiar with keyboards. That's all I can look for. No, when you expand your niche and your pipeline, you can jump on Craigslist and almost flip anything. I mean, you're so good at it. You're so knowledgeable. You have the foundational, skills to be able to really monetize it quickly. Monetize something quickly. So that's another advantage to it. And another thing is that on Craigslist, you can't really, there's no real ceiling to how much you can make if you know what you're doing. Now, I know it doesn't feel that way. It might not feel that way just because flipping things in general, the flipping business that we do, is not necessarily considered a quote unquote secure income stream. But here's the thing. Don't fall into this secure mentality, because the truth is it's actually the opposite. I mean, yeah, if you're working like a 9-to-5 type job, that's cool and all, and you're getting paid regularly. But is it really secure from a standpoint where if you got fired tomorrow, what is going to happen? Okay. They can fire you any second if they wanted, first of all. I'm not saying it happens all the time or it's likely, but just think about this for a sec. You know, people believe that it's secure, but let's say they fire you. What will you be able to do? Your main income stream is going to completely stop. Okay. So you're going to be in a situation where you're going to have to get money quickly. You're going to have to be able to either quickly get another job, search for a job that might take weeks or months. If you even get one, maybe places aren't offering jobs. I mean, you're going to be in a situation where it's like, oh shoot, I need to work somewhere. Someone needs to hire me so I can work for them and make money. Now, that doesn't sound secure to me. That actually kind of scares me. I mean, the fact that you're putting your control into someone else's hands, into another company's hands, that's fine and all, but to me, that's not secure. Now, in the flipping business, the rules are just universal. I mean, first of all, you're working for yourself on your own terms, and the rules will never change. So when I say there's no ceiling to how much you can make, really understand that fact. How much you make is strictly determined by how much you put in, how much time, energy, and effort, and even money you put in, how strong your hustle muscle is. It's as simple as that. And no, it doesn't take money to make money. It takes courage, energy, and your decision to roll up your sleeves and just make it happen. So the thing is, you can always go out there and flip something. Like me, I quit my full-time corporate job. I was getting paid $60,000 a year. I quit it because I wanted freedom of time, and I wanted 40 hours of my time back per week. So I knew that with flipping, I can make money whenever I want, and that it doesn't matter. I'm not working for someone else where if they're like, okay, yeah, you're fired, I'll be screwed. It's a skill set because I've invested in myself. It's a skill set that I can take anywhere with me and basically live on my own terms, which is really cool. So back to Craigslist, the thing with Craigslist is that there's constantly new items being posted. There's constantly money-making opportunities on Craigslist. Hundreds of people are moving. People move every single day. People get new stuff every single day and want to get rid of their old stuff. A lot of times when they move, you know, when people move, like from their house or apartment, those are awesome money-making opportunities for you because they're usually rushed to sell. So you can negotiate a lower price and make even more money. And that's another thing about Craigslist. Everything is negotiable. And I'm going to teach you how to negotiate deals in this blueprint as well. Just not in this section, but know that literally every price and condition on Craigslist, when someone posts something, is open to discussion. And you can really talk someone down like crazy if you just understand a few simple rules and know how to do it. You're going to be negotiating deals. You're going to be putting money back into your pocket. Okay. For example, there's a keyboard I saw one time. This lady was selling for $400. So I managed to talk them down to sell it to me for $200 instead. So She's selling it for $400. I got her to take $200 off the price. So what does that mean? That means whenever you're able to negotiate a person down in price, that means that if they're giving it to me for $200 less, that means that that's an extra $200 extra back in my pocket just for asking. And that's all you do. I simply asked. So basically, if you think about it, your ability to ask questions will make you money and put more dollars in your pocket. That simply means, look, she has a keyboard. She wants $400 for it. I say, hey, would you take $200 cash? I can come right now or whatever it is. You know, you just ask a question. She says yes. You just got $200. You just made $200 back in your pocket. So get past the discomfort of asking if they'd take a lower price and going back and forth. You have to, you know, you have to get past that feeling. I know it's uncomfortable. It can be emotional. You know, don't ever feel like you might be insulting the person. Even if you are, what's the worst they can say? It's no, that's it. So you have to be able to emotionally disconnect from, you know, when you're negotiating. One thing I tell people is, at least starting out, when you're negotiating deals, try and get uncomfortable. Just completely give them a ridiculous low offer. And do this with as many items as you can. Spend an hour calling up 20 different, you know, as many different people you can on Craigslist who are selling something and just offer ridiculous low offers. And, you know, so I'm talking so low that it's uncomfortable. You like feel like nervous. You're like, oh shoot, is this person going to get mad? Are they going to get insulted? And that'll train you to just be able to completely emotionally disconnect and be like a robot. And that's how you have to be in business. Sometimes you can't be emotionally invested because that gets in the way of your ability to negotiate, get better deals, and make more money. So completely disconnect, train yourself to constantly be uncomfortable, because you know what's going to happen? A lot of people are going to agree. A lot of people are going to take your offer. You're going to be like, holy shit, this is crazy. This is awesome. They actually did it. I was just doing this just to practice getting out of my comfort zone. They actually agreed to my offer and I just made money. I was not expecting that. So keep doing that and always be friendly and polite and give that a shot. So with Craigslist, moving on to the next point, there's a lot of people out there who are paranoid about Craigslist. They're like, oh, there's a bunch of scammers, creeps, crazy people on Craigslist. But ultimately these people they're too paranoid, to a point where it paralyzes them from taking action. If you ask me, first of all, I get the safety concerns of Craigslist, and that's why in this blueprint, I wanted to basically fill you with the knowledge and awareness on how to be smart and stay safe on it. But people are just way too paranoid about using Craigslist. Here you have people who are struggling with money or struggling with bills and they're trying to make more money. And here when you show them this freaking gold mine of opportunity for them to make money, I'm talking make a lot of money in very little time, they immediately shut down and they're like, oh no, Craigslist, I don't do Craigslist. It's too, it's crazy. There's crazy people. And it's like, seriously? Wake up. Wake up, get out of your mentality of being afraid, being scared. They basically immediately retreat and reject it because they heard some bad news or some, you know, myth about Craigslist. And based on my experience and that of the people I've met doing this, I've never encountered anything that would scare me away from paying my debts, bills, car payments, etc. Of course there are some people suspect on Craigslist. They go wherever they want. But think about this. There's going to be bad people everywhere you go. There's going to be crazy people everywhere you go. Maybe if you show up to work tomorrow, there could be someone crazy at your work and you don't even know it. You could be at the grocery store and there's freaking crazy people all around you. You don't know. But what, are you going to not go to the grocery store anymore? Are you going to just stay home all day? You know, so that's just how the world is. Do you give up? No, you don't. You don't lock yourself in your room all day to stay protected from the world. That would be ridiculous. What do then? You prepare. You go into things educated, smart. You make sure you're safe. That way you're more likely to prevent bad things from happening or minimize the fallout if they do. And like I said, I'm here to tell you, all these years I've been doing this, I've been flipping things, buying, selling, meeting with hundreds of people, nothing bad has ever happened. Okay? So stop being afraid of it. And it's weird. It's almost like as we progress, as time goes on, we're getting more and more accepting of the digital world. I mean, Craigslist is becoming a normal thing. Maybe 10 years ago, it was kind of weird, kind of sketchy. But I mean, today, with everybody using it, the general public using it, you know, everyone in your neighborhood using it. I mean, I've seen old ladies post things on Craigslist. I mean, I've seen people at nursing homes, they're using Craigslist to buy and sell. So everyone's involved. That should put you at ease. Don't get too freaked out or paranoid. I mean, you know, I'm going to go over some safety tips in this blueprint so you're educated, but don't be scared. Don't be afraid. Just go into it smart. So what is Craigslist best used for? Now, Craigslist is best used for very specific items like furniture, materials, technology, but less so for things like maybe decorative items. And even less for items like books and clothing and collectibles. You know, stuff like that is better bought and sold on eBay, Etsy, or Amazon. But not to discourage you from posting items on all channels, which I always recommend. Now, what I mean by that is I could tell you, hey, Craigslist is good for this, this, and that. Okay? But that doesn't mean you should only use Craigslist to try and flip it or sell it. Post it on, use everything. Use eBay. Use Amazon, because the point is you want to get in front of as many eyeballs as possible. So say you post something on Craigslist, it's not selling, you're not getting any hits on it. You post it on eBay and there's that one person who just saw it and they're like, holy smokes, I need to have that. And they buy it, you make a profit. And you would have missed that if you only relied on Craigslist, because you're like, oh, Craigslist is, this item is good for Craigslist only. So don't make assumptions like that, but have a general understanding of what basically Craigslist is typically used for. So, I mean, yeah, Craigslist can make you a lot of money very quickly, potentially within hours or even minutes of your first listing. And really, I mean, you have to really master, I want you to really start mastering Craigslist. Use it a lot because it will really build your wealth and it will change your life. I mean, there's thousands of people out there. This is crazy, but there's thousands of people out there who have been making full-time livings because of Craigslist. And I always think about it. I'm like, imagine if Craigslist randomly like shut down or something. That would affect millions of people's lives if that were to happen. So you've got this awesome free site that is, you know, completely free that you can use. I want you to jump on it. Use it smart and use it right. Don't be afraid of it. I mean, even the founder of Craigslist, Craig Newmark, had a mission with Craigslist. It wasn't to make a ton of money. It wasn't to one day sell it. It wasn't to start charging people to use it or collect fees or, you know, he didn't want to monetize it. His one mission for Craigslist was to empower people across the world. And Craigslist is going to empower you if you use it right, you use it smart, and you, you know, jump into it.